We are Quick C 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. Okay, so this story, this just, ugh. Okay, so have you or your kids ever stuck something up their nose?
I don't remember if I ever did. And Addison has been prone to sticking things in her ear when she was a little kid, but never in, not that I can remember, in her nose.
Okay, well, this little 7-year-old boy in New Zealand had a Lego piece come out of his nose that had been there for 2 years.
2 years.
2 years. Okay, so his parents, you know, he told his parents after he did it, after he stuck this in his nose, they took him to the doctor. The doctor couldn't find it. And so they thought that it had just come out on its own, or that it just went into his body and it would just come out on its own. Well, so then never thought any more about it, you know, because nothing came of it. So he was blowing his nose and this Lego piece comes out.
I have to wonder what size it was.
Well, there's a picture. It's little, but it's like what you would use as an arm or a hand or something for a Lego.
Okay. It's a little connector piece.
Yes. Yeah, and so it's not like a square or a rectangle.
I'm picturing the old 8-dot brick.
Yeah, it's definitely not that. That's what I first thought. But then when I saw the picture, it's like a kind of a C-shaped.
Yeah.
Like it's got a little rod end of it, like the plastic, and then it's got a C-shaped piece on it.
It sounds like it is an arm.
Yeah. Because, you know, the arms don't have hands or,
they have little,
you know, whatever.
Little C-clamp looking things.
So yeah. I think that's what it is. But wow. Now, I've never stuck anything up my nose that I know of. But my sister stuck a dime or a nickel in her nose when she was really little. And my mom had to take her to the doctor to get taken out. But yeah, so I know that a lot of people have had experiences like this. So that's our morning conversation. What have you, as a child or your kids, ever stuck up their nose? And I mean,
what do we have to do to get it out of there?
Yeah, exactly.